From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Confusion and anger remain today, a day after an airstrike in the northern Afghan city of Kunduz that killed 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by Doctors Without Borders, known by its French acronym MSF. Bart Janssen is with MSF in Brussels.
The attacks lasted for about an hour, and just after the beginning, we reached out to our contacts we have in the U.S. military forces to explain what was going on.
Spokesman for the American forces in Afghanistan said a U.S. airstrike may have resulted in collateral damage to a nearby medical facility. Afghan troops backed by U.S. airstrikes have been engaged in heavy fighting in Kunduz against Taliban militants who had taken over the city in the last week. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other terror targets in northern Syria on Saturday, and says it will continue its push against the Islamic State extremists, despite Western claims that the aerial campaign is largely targeting Western-backed rebels. The United States and its allies have condemned the Russian air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to support the government of embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Nigerian police and witnesses have linked two explosions late Friday outside the capital Abuja to a male and female suicide bomber. Blasts left at least 18 people dead, wounded dozens more. No group has claimed responsibility, but authorities immediately linked the attacks to the extremist group Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Israeli police today are restricting access to Jerusalem's Old City after a Palestinian man fatally stabbed two Israelis. A woman and a toddler were also wounded in the attack. The Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad said the attacker was a member. Saturday's attack came 2 days after an Israeli couple and their four children were shot dead in the occupied West Bank. Flood of refugees and other migrants to Europe this year is boosting support for the anti-immigrant political parties. In Austria, the far-right Freedom Party could, for the first time, win city elections in Vienna from the Social Democrats, who have dominated politics there for decades. VOA's Daniel Scherf reporting now from Vienna.
Ahead of citywide elections, far-right politicians are capitalizing on fears of an influx of foreigners, most of them Muslims.
It's about, as you said before, migrants and the fears of people, I guess, which I think is absolutely ridiculous because we live in one of the richest countries in the world, so I don't see the point.
Vienna, like most European capitals, boasts a wealth of culture, architecture, and history, as well as cultural diversity and left-wing politics. But like much of Europe, politics are turning to the right, and that has many here worried. The Freedom Party says it wants to protect Austrian culture and Europe from Islamization, and its message is finding an audience. Polls show it is neck and neck with the Social Democrats, who have led Vienna politics since the end of World War II. Daniel Scherf, VOA News, Vienna.
Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon said Saturday that the gunman who killed eight students and a teacher at a community college committed suicide after a brief shootout with police. The medical examiner came to that conclusion after examining the body of Christopher Harper Mercer, 26, who died following that mass shooting on Thursday. Heavily armed gunman left a hate-filled note at the scene, which, according to news reports, said he felt that the world was against him. This man is an Oregon resident.
Well, you're going to hear people jump on the bandwagon for gun control. And yes, we need to look at that. But let's not kid ourselves and think that that's the cure-all. There's more issues that we need to look at the whole picture and be able to not only look at gun control, but help for those that are suffering mentally.
President Obama spoke to the American people after the shooting, saying he wants everyone to press Congress to take some action on gun control reform. A powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China today, bashing coastal areas and causing tens of thousands of people to evacuate. Sustained winds 180 kilometers per hour as the storm takes aim at the provinces of Guangdong and Hainan.
That's the latest world news from VOA.